Greetings in Jesus' name on this 29th day of March, the year of our Lord, 2023. We are pressing on for the glory of God during these days, meeting with all of the missionaries and all of God's people there in Horseheads, New York. And today, the good Lord willing, will be a travel day for me as I travel back to Maine and then be a part of the God's glory here in this area of the southern Maine region, and then head out to Pickerington, Ohio, to be a part of the missions conference there, and also the men's meeting, and the emphasis upon reaching others with the gospel. Thank you for your prayers. As you're praying for us, continually remember all of the needs that we have in the ministry and all of the permitting that needs to be done. And also, could you remember Camp Mount Moriah in June? Put it on your calendars and pray that we would have a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and we would be able to see many of the campers accept Christ as their Savior and sell out their lives to live in an abandonment for Christ. Totally committed to living for the Lord Jesus. And I certainly will appreciate it. In your Bibles today, I would like for you to look with me in the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 4 and verse number 32. Where the Bible says, "And they were astonished at his doctrine." That's right. That's the way we need to be. Astonished at his doctrine. May I ask you, when was the last time that you were astonished at his doctrine? When was the last time that the teachings of Christ just radically changed you and it was a revolution in your life, and it totally caused you to be aghast and to step back and say, "Oh my, what a mighty God we serve." And they were astonished at his doctrine. You said, what was the difference maker? Well, the Bible tells us, "For his word was with power." That was the reason why they were astonished at his doctrine, because he didn't just give information, but with the information that was given was great inspiration. And so therefore, they were astonished at his doctrine. His word was with power. Now, where does that leave all of us preachers that are out there in radio land today? Are we preaching, just sharing information, or is the Word of God with power? That's what we need to emphasize in our lives. We know where the power comes from. The power comes from the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 8 says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." That's what we need to understand, the power of the Holy Spirit. In some parts of our country today, academia is emphasized only to the demise of the people of God, because the people of God that are sitting in our pews, I understand that there is a great plethora of people in the pews in our churches, but the common people that are in our pews are just people that are blue collar, and they work and they provide for their family, and they're a part of all that God is doing in the great course of life. And we don't need to go about and get all deep into some type of weird teaching and unusual doc. Just preach the word with power. Have the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon you. Develop the messages from the great passages of Scripture and preach the word with power. And they were astonished at his doctrine. The Bible says in Luke 4:32, "For his word was with power." What a challenge to all of us today that are given the great trust and trusted with preaching and teaching and sharing the truths of the Word of God. May the Lord do an eternal work in our hearts that we might be our best for Him. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.